Tuesday, March 10th. Yes, March 10th. Here we go. Tuesday, March 10th at 8:03 a.m. right now. Thank you so much for joining me. We are live, and I have a really fun, exciting lineup here with you guys today. I'm just kind of getting settled in with you, and I'm looking forward to today's show. I'm going to be doing a group of pick a card readings. So I'll be providing three readings for those of you who haven't done a pick a card reading with me before. And the way that it works is we'll have reading one, reading two, and reading three. I'll pick the cards ahead of time that are going to be our anchor cards, our main message card, and without showing them. We'll connect with you all. And then I will pick three cards without showing them, and we'll then dive into about an 8 or 9 minute reading for each card. And what I want you to do is, when I'm picking the cards ahead of time, I want you to see which one catches your attention, right? See which one, hold on, that would be it. All right. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. For those of you listening on 1-2 Radio, you're going to hear this twice. But for those of you on YouTube, welcome. I forgot to hit that one last button, and so I was talking to you all, but you were none of it. But none of you could hear me. So welcome. Today is March 10th. It's Tuesday, it's around 8:04 a.m. now, and I am live with you all today. We'll be doing a pick-a-card reading where I'm going to be connecting with each of you around the question, what do we need to stay grounded? What should our focus be right now in order to center ourselves and stay grounded? Because it has been some all over the place energy over the past couple of days. It really, the specific past couple of days, it really feels like there's just been some intensity going on for everybody, and I really would like to be able to provide some guidance and some perspective. Sometimes perspective can do so much, but guidance and perspective around what would be the most helpful in just in the next couple days, maybe just today, on what you can do in order to focus in, center yourself, take care of the people around you, and that's the question I'm going to be asking today. What do you specifically need in order to feel grounded, feel centered, just feel more aligned? And so in this pick a card series readings, what I'm going to do is there will be three different readings that are going to be about 8 or 9 minutes long. And I am going to pick the main anchor cards ahead of time with my Sacred Feminine deck here. For those of you who have not seen, this is Seeds from the Sacred Feminine Wisdom Cards Oracle deck. I love this deck so much. They're wonderful action cards. If you just need a little bit of guidance or centering, it's just, you can pull one and it's wonderful. And I see that Christine Demoyer is here. Wonderful. Thank you, my dear, for joining me. Welcome. I hope you enjoy today's reading. Let's jump into it. So I'm going to be pulling the three cards now. As I'm doing this, I'm not going to show you what the card is. This is a wonderful way to also practice your own connection to your intuition, right? So center your heart and your soul, quiet your mind, and just whichever one catches your attention, whichever one maybe you get a little you know, goosebumps, or maybe you feel a little buzz, or I don't know, it's different for everybody, whatever that activation feeling is, right? So whatever catches your attention, then that's the card for you. And or if you get extra curious, or if your interest gets piqued, or you weren't really listening, but all of a sudden you hear, okay, here's card number two, then that's your card, right? So I'm going to go through, I'm not showing the cards, let's do a nice shuffle real quick for you all. And the question we're asking is, what do we all need? What do you need to feel centered and grounded? So group number one, we're picking your card here. I'm not showing it. That's what your first card is. Group number two. Fair, and I realize I can see, but I'm not looking. Okay. And group number three. All right, so pick your number now. Those are your three anchor cards. Pick your number now. Make sure you have that number in your mind. I'll give you a moment. Go ahead and pick one, two, or three. Whichever one catches your attention. And then let's jump right in. So let's jump in with group number one. For those of you who felt connected to the first card, the number one, you know, all the way to the way I have it laid out, all the way to the left, our anchor card today is give away an item. And again, we're answering the question, what do we need in order to feel grounded and centered as we navigate? There's so much movement going on. You know, we're finishing this Mercury retrograde. There's a lot of finishing. We have another week. There's a lot of that. Just feels a little heavy, little like you're dragging your feet through the mud kind of a feeling. And so, yeah, what do we need in order to feel centered? So group number one, we have give away an item. Let me see what else I can pull for you. We have the bee. The fire fairy. And we have the goblin reversed. All right. So group number one, I think, you guys, this, it seems like you need, I'm going to do one more because it really feels like there's some urgency here. We have wealth reversed. Wealth reversed. Hi, Quelly. Good morning, hon. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me. I'm so glad you're here. We're doing a pick a card reading. So this is one, two, and three. Right now we're on reading number one. And we're asking the question, what do we need in order to feel grounded? So group one, it really seems like you've been rushing so fast. There's been a lot of urgency going on. There's been a lot, you almost feel threatened. Like you almost feel like, and then whenever I see the goblin, this is all about the wounded human ego. It's all about, you know, when your ego comes to the forefront far too much and is overriding the rest of your identity in that sense. And it can be so hard to be grounded when that's happening because we all have an ego. It exists in all of us. And it's you need to make sure you have a good relationship with your ego and acknowledge it and know that it exists. Otherwise, and that feels like that could be part of this here for you guys. If you feel threatened by your own ego, like, that's such a hard place to be in because our ego is all about how we're perceived. It's all about the way the world interacts with us. And whenever that feels threatened, it's really humbling to step back and say, okay, how can I center myself and ground myself can be a real challenge here. So group number one, this feels like our anchor card here of give away an item. This almost feels like you need to give away some responsibility. Like you need to give away, and quickly. These two together, whenever I see these two together, the bee and the fire fairy, that is so, this is all just about speed. This is all just about how quickly can you act, right? And so it really seems like there's too much responsibility on your plate and it's holding you back from experiencing true peace and happiness and success. It's holding you back. This, you have far too much responsibility on your plate. And by releasing some of it, it really is clear to me it's going to be okay. You don't need to be the person in charge of all these things. I feel like you may be really worried about what happens if you do step back and if you don't perform. And it seems like you have enough people in your corner. Let's see. Let's get a clarification. What happens if you do step back? Let's see. You'll be uncomfortable with it. I got the Earth Fairy reversed. You will feel a little ungrounded, which is interesting because we're asking the question, how do you feel grounded? So there may be another layer here that we need to pick apart. Yeah, this is a new experience for you. Everyone here in group one, that's the Lady of the Lake, which I pulled reversed. This process of releasing is going to be new to you. This is something that you haven't experienced before, and I feel your deep discomfort with this process of releasing and with this process of giving away some of this responsibility. It really seems like, but again, that urgency and you need it for your own peace and for your own happiness. You do. Let's see, how can you take care of yourself through this process of giving away? The Grail Knight. This always pulls me to community. This pulls me to your relationship with your own spirituality and your religion, with your partner as well. This is about what's bigger than you, right? You think of a knight's mission, right? The Grail Knight is all about the sacred mission of supporting, you know, if you think about, you know, in olden times or in fantasy context, like you're protecting the realm, you're protecting the kingdom, right? But how can you be a part of something bigger? And so the way that you stay grounded through this purging, as you're letting, and this could also be physical, you could need to release a bunch of stuff in your house. This could be a part of spring cleaning. This could be a part of pushing through and releasing so much there as well. But the main part of this release that I see happening for you feels tied to your responsibility. And for some of you, this could be asking for help when it comes to your home. This could be a project with work. This could be if you're working multiple jobs, maybe it's dropping a job. Like, this feels like a significant release of responsibility and weight that's on your shoulders. That's keeping you from being able to truly engage with the things that you love in life and the people that you love in life. There's a significant block here that's holding you back from being able to really enjoy your life. And so it's time. And I know it's scary. It's clear. It's so clear to me how that it's scary, but it's time. And in group one, this is, it's time. And you have all that fear. I can feel the fear so heavily. All that fear that you're carrying about what happens when you release this. Is it all going to crumble, right? You feel protected. You feel safe. Everything here is showing that all of this is what's not releasing. I have all these three incredible cards that are reversed right now. This is what's waiting for you once you release, right? This is what you are holding yourself back from by carrying so much right now. Wealth, the Earth Fairy, and the Lady of the Lake. This is incredible grounding success. You stepping into so much more of who you are in your own comfort zone. And the beautiful thing here is I see your own comfort level expanding. Like that circle of protective bubble, it just gets bigger and bigger, and that just opens up the possibilities that are waiting there for you. So I hope that resonates for all of you who picked the first card. Let's jump into our next reading as we're connecting with you all. All right. I see we have Erin here. Hi, my dear. Thank you so much for joining us. If you missed the first part of it, and for any of you who are listening in now, I am answering the question, what do we need in order to stay grounded and recenter ourselves? Because there's been a lot of movement and just a little bit of chaos going on. So I'm doing a pick a card reading. There's three cards. I just finished the first reading. And whichever number you feel resonated with, for those of you who are jumping in, 1, 2, or 3, then that's the reading for you. And let's jump into our second card. We have Honor Your Body. This is our anchor card for the second reading. For group number 2, for those of you who felt pulled to the second group. What do we need to stay grounded, to reset, to center ourselves? What do we need? We have letting go. The Grail Knight reversed. Oh, there we go. That's one way to
hold on.
Jumping right out the deck. We have the Water Fairy. And the Raven. Okay. So for those of you who picked the second card, who felt pulled to the number 2. Let me do one more. The B reversed. You're getting a lot of, a bit of the similar energy to group 1, but with, you know, a few of the cards being the same. What I'm feeling for you all is, you feel really torn between your heart and your mind. Like, I feel you really struggling to feel like you can be at peace with the decisions that you're making right now, because you feel so torn between your heart and your mind. And this battle, this struggle. Hi, Tara. Thanks for being here, hon. This struggle between your heart and your mind feels like it's been a long time that you've been really struggling between these two. I feel your heart being really pulled towards something, and it almost is as if you haven't been able to allow yourself to truly explore that. And while the hard thing right now is, this doesn't feel like it's time to let your heart go and explore and to listen to your heart and let that lead. I feel the responsibility that you have. I feel the tension in your community. There's a layer here that's all about you almost blocking yourself off from being able to see the magic happening around you too. Like, there's, which feels almost intentional, which is the interesting thing. So with connecting back to our anchor card here of Honor Your Body, this also feels like honor your heart. Honor your body, honor your heart, but also connect with both. Because what it seems like you need in order to feel centered and grounded right now is to acknowledge that now may not be the time. You have all this responsibility, and you logically, this battle between your heart and your head is like, you logically know you have to stay and do these things. You can't just go to your heart's desire right now. The time will come. I'm not saying never, but it's just not right now. The time will come where you can go follow your heart's desire and finally experience that and fulfill that. And the timing is different for all of you, but it's very clear that that time's not right now. And I feel the heartache with that. But it seems like what would be extremely helpful right now is if you were to acknowledge, yes, I have this urge. And for some of you, this could be moving to a different country. This could be starting a different career. This could be having children. This could be, it's whatever that heart's desire that you don't always let yourself acknowledge. There's a lot of restriction here. Whatever that heart's desire here is that you just that dream that you have, that fantasy that you've catch yourself dreaming about, that idea of a life that you, for some reason, have this block in your mind thinking, I can't have that. It will come. It feels like it's really important for you to hear that the time will come for that to be your world, for you to jump into that and explore that, and for that fantasy to become your reality. It's not right now, and that's okay, even though there's sadness there. But acknowledging the fact that it exists rather than hiding from it, rather than being in denial and saying, I can never have that, why do I want that, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you at all. You simply are a dynamic person who has various wants and desires, as are most of us. Very rarely does anybody pick a life, want that, and want nothing else. There's nothing wrong with craving different and having these dreams. It's very important for us to dream. And so in this shift of grounding yourself and finding peace in the now is acknowledging that this will come. There will be a time for that to come. And what do you need now in order to help with this peace? Because I feel you just need peace. And connect with your body. I love, these two support each other actually so well. Look at that. We've got our queen, which is the highest feminine energy. And honor your body. And so much of this feminine energy is actually listening to your body. Listening to your heart, but also listen to your body. Honor what your body needs. Connect with other people who are in the similar mind space of also honoring what their body needs. There's so much potential here in actually taking care of your body through the food that you're eating, through the exercise you're having, through the peace, the time that you give yourself to actually stop. That's a big one. Find time to actually stop. Find time to actually slow down, write, read a book, go walk in nature, take a nap, actually rest. Honor your body and what your body needs. And sometimes it's activity and exercise, and sometimes it's stopping and actually being present in stopping. That feels like that's a big one for you, for those of you who picked the second card. Yeah, all right, that feels complete. I hope that resonates for all of you. And it's also what's coming through right now, for those of you who are coming in late and didn't get the chance to have that neutral moment of picking 1, 2, or 3. Or there may be messages in all of these readings. So take what resonates and leave what doesn't. Whatever card you pick, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. All right, let's jump into our third reading. As we're asking the question, what do we need to be grounded and find peace right now? Create a sacred fire. Let's get that nice and close so you can see. I love these cards. Aren't they beautiful? Create a sacred fire. All right. Let's see. Group number 3. You guys already feel kind of spicy. Like, you already feel kind of lit up. All right. Let's see. Like, I feel you're awake. You are not on your first cup of coffee. You've been going for a while now. Let's go. Like, that's coming through, so that's great. All right, group number 3, what do you need? We have the Raven reversed. The Frog reversed as well. The Grail Knight. Wow, this is just coming up for everybody today. Upright. Let's do one more. And the King reversed. All right. It's so funny that spitfire was coming through so quickly for you guys. Right away. Okay, for those of you who picked the third card, number 3. You've got this, like, can-do energy about you, you know, like that attitude that like anything that comes up in front of you, yep, you're going to handle it. You're going to go. And it seems like that's maybe wearing off a little bit, or is becoming more of a performance than it once was. It feels genuine to me. It feels like you actually act very naturally in that positive, energetic. You just feel very extroverted to me. And for some of you, this may be, have always been in performance, and for some of you, you may naturally be in there, but right now you're in that, you feel like you have to do that, and you feel like you have to handle everything that comes in front of you with that mentality, with that energy, with that lightness. I feel like you're joking a lot right now, a lot of sarcasm, a lot of levity, and it just, it's nothing wrong with that, but sometimes it's not the time for that, right? And sometimes, and so what I'm seeing here is the shift that's needed is to come inward a little bit for a moment, to connect, center yourself in that. I love that this is your anchor card. Create a sacred fire, because notice that when you think about a fire, you think like a fire that you, when you build a fire, you think of community, you think of people coming together. She's alone in this one. This is a sacred fire. This is just for her. And it feels like you've maybe been building fires for other people, or really finding ways to celebrate other people, and you need to celebrate yourself. There's a lot of, you're so close to having everything that you want. Like, it feels like you're right there, and you think if, and the approach that you've had of this high energy, of this respond to everything right away, and just handle it right away, and be on top of it that way, and don't miss a beat, has been working for you, but you're tired. Like, I feel the fatigue. You can't keep it up forever. I mean, and this there's definitely some consistency we're seeing through these three readings. It feels like everyone is a little tired right now, a little fatigued. And for you specifically, group three, the way out is, let's see, let's get a specific. What's your way out? Because I'm seeing everything here is just like setting you up for, you need this change, this break.
Yeah.
You have burden reversed. Let's do one more. What's your way out? And the High Priestess. Okay, so our High Priestess, these two together, you have burden and High Priestess. High Priestess is all about connecting to the other realm. It's about bridging between our tangible world here and the spiritual world. She's all about connecting to your natural talents, to your natural wisdom. And there's something that's really peaceful and quiet about her. And it feels like you've been forcing that knowledge and that connectedness when there is a really simple, peaceful way that you can have the same outcome, but it be so much more natural and true to your own talents. And for some of you, this feels like stepping back and taking a look at, what am I actually good at? What do I actually enjoy? Those are two different things, but those are two important questions for you. Take a step back. What am I actually good at? Where are my true natural talents? And what do I actually enjoy? And that, they feel like two very important questions for you. Take a step back and look at, where do I need to reevaluate some things? Because am I just doing these things that I'm really good at because I'm just good at them, but I don't enjoy them at all? That may be the answer for some of you. For some of you, it could be, am I trying to force this natural talent to happen that doesn't exist, right? That's another hard one. If you are trying to, you may just not have that natural skill in something that you truly enjoy, and that's okay. But maybe working with a mentor, working with somebody who's been experiencing this even more, accepting that you don't need to be that natural prodigy talent in that world. Like, you can partner with someone who has more experience than you and learn through them. And there's so much wisdom in that connection there. There's a layer here about being honest with yourself about what you can do, what you can take on, being honest with yourself about how tired you are. And when we have the King reversed, this is all about structure, that masculine energy that thrives within, you know, a 24-hour cycle, within being out with society and having your community there. But when it's reversed, there's imbalance. You're not thriving in this structure. There's something that you're struggling with in this structure. And so I'm really feeling that step back and those two questions are what's coming through for me. Slow yourself down, and in this process of creating a sacred fire, right, where you are not building this fire for everybody else, this is just for you. Maybe you actually need to light a candle tonight, slow it down, finish what you have to do for the day, and then take a moment, light a candle, or build a fire if you can, and just connect in that moment with yourself. And ask these two questions. What do I actually enjoy doing? And what am I good at? What am I naturally good at? And if those two things don't align, do you need to work with a mentor? Or do you need to shift entirely into focusing on... Does you just need to shift? There's just that shift that needs to happen. And for all of you, this feels like there's a shift. It's a different shift for some of you. But there's a shift that's needed. And it's big and scary, but it... Break it down to those two questions, and it doesn't have to be. Because again, you feel protected through this change. The change is so scary for everybody, but there's safety within it too, because it's a guarantee it's going to happen. All right, you guys. I hope that resonates with you all. I love that. I'm always so surprised with these whenever I do these readings, because it's a wonderful... It's a wonderful way to connect with you all in just a bit of a different way. And I can go deeper. I love doing our Zodiac readings, but they're so fast because fitting all 12 of you guys in in an hour. Or we've been trying to do some shorter shows. So this feels good. So let me know what you thought about it. I hope you enjoyed it. And I think I'll be doing that again. That felt really good. And let me know also in the comments, if you're watching this live or later, if there's specific questions that you would like me to ask. I ask the questions that I feel that I feel pulled towards, that I feel are resonating with me as I connect with the greater collective energy. But if you have specific questions that you would like me to ask in these general reading styles, let me know. And I will absolutely incorporate that in however I can. And so, because we can have so many different themes, right? We could focus on relationships, on careers, on family, on finances, on, you know, healing, on, right? There's so many layers that we could go to, and they're all very different topics. So I want to thank you all for being here with me today. We have a big lineup today at 1-2 Radio and over on everyone's individual YouTube channels. We also have 1-2 Day coming up on Thursday, I believe, which is where we have our lowest rates of the month over at 1-2 Listen, where you can find me for personal and private readings. But on the 12th of every month, we have a system that randomizes our rates that change frequently throughout the day. And so check in and check in often so you can find a number that resonates with you. And it's also a great way to try to connecting with new advisors. And we have a wonderful group of advisors over at 1-2. And if you have talked to some of us and are curious about talking with others, it's a great chance to have a chat with a new advisor, and it'd be great. All right. Oh, Tara, thanks so much for that. She says, what I heard sounded really relevant for me right now. No need to pick. I showed up for what I needed. Great. Yeah, no need to pick a reading. Whatever resonates just resonates, right? Sometimes that number jumps out at you and say, okay, 2 is for me. And sometimes a little bit of everything. So good. Thank you so much for sharing that. I really appreciate that. All right, you guys. Up next, we have Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks. She has her guest, Mo. It's a one. I love the second Tuesday of every month because that's when C.A. and Mo have their joint show. And then up next with Empowerment with Kelly, we have Kelly and C.A. doing their monthly meeting of the minds. And it's just, it's a 2-hour, feels like you're just welcomed into their homes as they're chatting with each other because they're all such good friends and it's a wonderful moment to be a part of. And I have the honor of producing both of those shows, and they're lovely, lovely intuitives, astrologists, psychics, advisors. They're incredible. So take a look at their shows coming up next. We have CA at 9 Pacific time and Empowerment with Kelly at 10. And then we have the Katie Weaver show over at Domestic Mystic on YouTube at 11 a.m. Pacific time. All right. Thanks you guys so much for being here. I really loved having you all, and I will see you all next time. So, and take care of yourselves, and don't forget about 1-2 Day over at Once You Listen on Thursday.